Hello, and welcome back to the Mindset and Manifesting Podcast. My name is Lena. Today I want to talk about mental diets. I also want to reiterate that what we focus on grows and the importance of awareness and of being the observer. All right, first, before I get into mental diets, what you focus on grows. About 2 days ago, by the time this goes out, it'll have been a couple weeks now. I'm recording this on January 26th to go out. It'll be the second week in February. So, a couple of days ago, this thought came to me about what I had been focusing on, which was energies. Specifically, Mercury retrograde and how I have been feeling lately with the energies. Now, I don't want to get too deep into it, but they're the energies that are coming onto the earth plane right now have been pretty intense, and I am more aware now of the effects that the energies are having on me than I would have been even a year ago, 6 months ago, really, when I didn't truly understand energy fully and what was happening with Gaia, with Earth, and the energy. So this thought came to me. Actually, I was in my car, and I realized that for the past probably several months, I have been focusing on trying to just manage, I guess is might be a good word, the energies that were coming in, the effects on my body and how tired I have been feeling. I would say probably in the last couple of months, there have been a couple of days where I have slept the entire day, like literally till like 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, which is extremely, extremely rare. And other than that, just feeling exhausted at times. And I knew that it had to do with, the energies. So I was focusing a lot of time on the energies that were coming in and trying to manage those and deal with the exhaustion and stuff. And I was driving in the car, running a couple errands for work, and this thought just came out of nowhere. You have been focusing on managing the energy. So guess what you're getting more of? You're getting more of having to manage those energies rather than just allow the energies, observe the energies, and just not focus on them, just let it be, really. Now, I do a lot of meditation, so I can just be at times. I actually really love that, where I can just sit in meditation and silence and just be. But I got wrapped up in this. These energies are coming in because I've been starting to see it on Instagram and YouTube and stuff, the ascension symptoms and energies and things like that. So I was focusing on that, and I was getting more of that. Now, for the past couple of days, I haven't felt exhausted at all. Matter of fact, today I feel really good. And I just got off a phone call with an individual that will be a guest on my podcast soon. And it was really nice to connect because I have been thinking about forming more connections lately and having guests here on the podcast. So that was really exciting. Instead of just being a loner all of the time and being here in my own little bubble, being able to connect with others, I really enjoy others viewpoints and others' experiences and things like that. I think it's so interesting. We all have something to, to offer here. But anyway, so that'll be coming soon, having a guest here. We'll be talking about some things that I haven't talked about here before on my channel. But anyway, what we focus on grows. When we become aware, when we become the observer, it gets easier to notice what we are actually focusing on, right? Sometimes we think we are focusing on one thing when really we are focusing on the opposite. So again, when you become aware, when you become the observer, it gets easier to figure out what you're actually focusing on. Now, with the energies and stuff, it took me a good several weeks for that thought to come in. You're focusing on trying to manage these energies and stuff and on the exhaustion and how you're feeling. So because you're so focused on that, you're getting more of that. So that was a lesson, right? But again, it took me several weeks, probably two, maybe 3 weeks, for that thought to come in and to realize, okay. That's where mental diet comes in as well, our thoughts. Mental diet includes those inner conversations we have with ourselves, those thoughts that we have, what we consume, whether it be the news or television or YouTube or social media, what we consume when we are out and about in our daily lives, what we consume when we are in our homes and around our families, right? The conversations and stuff that may be going on, what we allow to come in, to affect us. And as far as mental diet goes, now it can get a little bit tricky because if you're stuck in an old pattern, maybe waking up first thing in the morning and having certain thoughts come in, and then you start this internal dialogue, these conversations you're having internally, and you may not even realize that you're having them until you're kind of able to, again, become aware, become the observer, and start filtering out, or not filtering out, but observing what you're actually thinking and these inner conversations that you're having with yourself. I still have them that aren't the inner conversations I really want to be having, but they're still born out of habit. So I'm still cleaning those up, right? This is a journey. But I catch myself now. Sometimes I don't catch myself right away. I'll be standing at the sink in my bathroom, brushing my teeth or hair or whatever, putting on makeup, and I'm thinking these thoughts and having these internal conversations, about whatever subject. And then I catch myself and I think, is that really what I want to be thinking right now? Is this really the conversation I would want to be having with, this individual or about this subject? Or is this something, again, I really want to experience or whatever? And I catch myself and I'm like, no, I need to change this internal dialogue so it aligns with who I am and what I want to experience. And I talked about that in a previous episode, aligning with who we are. So mental diet, observing your inner conversations, catching yourself and making sure that you're only having an internal dialogue that aligns with who you are. For instance, if I am thinking to myself about having a conversation about, let me think of something, about maybe my kids coming for Christmas, right? So one thing I would love is to have my oldest daughter, my son-in-law, and my grandbabies come back here to Colorado for Christmas this year. They are currently in Texas. They just moved to Texas. My third grandbaby is due in April. And my youngest daughter does not live. She lives out of the home. She lives with her father just a couple hours away. My oldest son is here 2 weeks out of the month. So it's been a while since I've had all three of my children and my grandchildren in one house for Christmas. I have owned my house for 2 years now. I bought it in May of 2019. And I'd really love to have all of my children together. But I find myself sometimes, or I have found myself having these inner conversations about, my oldest daughter, my son-in-law, my grandkids coming here for Christmas. This internal dialogue about having this conversation, I'd love to have you guys here. And, my daughter explaining why they're not able to come, what have you. So having those conversations. And then I'm like, wait a second. I don't want to have a conversation about why they aren't able to come. I want to have a conversation about how they would love to come and how they're making plans to come visit. So I had to switch that conversation around to have that internal dialogue, having the conversation that I really wanted to have. All right. Observing thoughts. I have noticed now with thoughts, some thoughts I know are my own, my current thoughts that align with who I am and with what I want, what I want to experience. There are some thoughts that still come through that are very obviously of the old story, right? That for whatever reason, they come in to be observed or what have you. And in that moment that they are observed, you look at that thought and I think, okay, this thought's coming in. This does not resonate with who I am now. This does not align with who I am. So I'm not going to give in to that thought. I'm not going to entertain it. And I'm going to choose to rise to the state of consciousness, embody the state of consciousness of who I am, not the old story. So there are those types of thoughts. Then there are thoughts that come. So the current thoughts that are part of an old story that, still filter in or whatever, because all things exist, right? And all things exist. So things are just out there, all right? Now, there are also thoughts that come in, and they are seemingly so random. Like, what? This thought has nothing to do with anything going on in my life now, has nothing to do with anything that I want to experience, and really doesn't seem to have anything to do with my past. Where is this thought coming from? Well, we are all connected, all right? We are all part of the same universal consciousness. We're all connected. This is how manifestation works. When you manifesting conversations, text, letters from other people, relationships, what have you, right? If you're familiar with the manifesting community and the term everyone is you pushed out, right? Whatever you, or people who talk about telepathy or, things like that, you put a thought out there, that vibration, and, it's picked up. If you want to manifest a free cup of coffee, free bagel, whatever, compliments, parking spaces, close to the shopping center, whatever, you put this thought out there and then those things appear. You get a free cup of coffee or you get compliments all the time. Those thoughts are put out there and other people pick up on them. So these thoughts will come in and they're seemingly so random. And I observe them And I think, where's this thought coming from? And it took me a while to figure out, oh, this thought is just coming in. It's part of universal consciousness, I guess, whatever. It's just a thought that exists out there, you know, this dimension or what have you. I don't know. I can't explain it fully, right? There's so many things that happen that are that are beyond our true understanding and our true comprehension, right? We can try to explain it, but really it's so, there's really like no explanation that can fully explain it. So we just have to do the best that we can in trying to explain or understand something. So these random thoughts, I'll observe on them. I'm like, oh, okay, do I want to entertain this? This random thought, right, that is seemingly part of the whole that is just floating out there, do I want to entertain this thought? Has nothing to do with my life, seemingly. Do I want to entertain it? Is it coming from internally? So there's also those things that come from within, but these, again, seemingly random thoughts, being able to observe those and look at them and think, this has nothing to do with my life. And I know it has nothing to do with my life, or seemingly it doesn't. So do I even want to entertain this? So you look at it and say, no, I don't want to entertain it. And I'm trying to think of an example of something. So one of those types of thoughts, I guess, is maybe something you would see in the news. So it's something happening out like elsewhere that really has nothing to do with you. It's seemingly happening elsewhere outside of you, maybe in another part of the world, but it's coming into your awareness. And do you really want to contemplate it? If you don't, then, you know, disregard it. So, and then there are the thoughts that come from within your inner being. Like, you know, this is your inner being, your higher self speaking to you, and it's nudging you to take an action of some sort. Or it's just answering perhaps a question that you have thought or you have asked about, you know, a given subject, and then you are receiving that answer. And again, it comes from within. It's a very distinct feeling. So mental diet, these various types of thoughts, what did we name? We named 1, 2, 3, 4, like 4 or 5 different types of thoughts or ways thoughts may come in. What you consume, again, on social media, in the news, in your surroundings with your neighbors. And I've talked about this before, my neighbors. One neighbor talks a lot about what's going on with her health, the health of others, etc., what's going on in the neighborhood, any negative things that are going on surrounding us, complaining, things like that. So I've had to, as she talks about stuff like that, not absorb it. Like, basically kind of, okay, this is what she's saying, but let me hear something different. And I've noticed since I've started to observe the conversation that way, she's complaining less and less, not talking about her health as much, right? And so that's great, right? Being able to not react to something and therefore manifest more of it, especially if it's unpleasant for either me or the other person or people. Let's see, in your, so in your family dynamics, okay? If you're in a household and there's arguments going on, or somebody, you know, in your household is saying negative things to you or speaking negatively about themselves or others, you do not have to, like, you don't have to soak that in. You don't have to take that in, and you don't have to react to that. You just become the observer. That's all part of mental diet. Your inner conversations, the inner conversations you're having with yourself about yourself, the inner conversations you're having internally, that are conversations you're having within your mind about other people or circumstances, you know, in the world or what have you. It all of that encompasses mental diet. So if you want to start to experience things that are more conducive with who you are and the life you want to experience, take a look at your mental diet. Become aware, be the observer, all right? And don't allow things that don't resonate with you. Observe them. Don't allow them. Observe them. And by allowing, I mean, don't let them soak in and change your state of being, change your state of consciousness, right? Don't give in to negativity. Don't give in to what you see in the news and things like that. Cultivate your own inner experience so it's conducive with what you want to experience. So I think that was it. What you focus on grows, mental diets, and awareness and observation. Yeah, I think that's it. All right. So thank you so much for joining me today. If you know, if you have any questions about mental diet, anything, manifesting anything, and you want to reach out to me, please feel free to do so. If you are listening to this podcast and you have gone through your own awakening experience, if you know you have a business and you're in this field of like manifesting, or even, you know, awakening, things like that, and you feel like you could contribute greatly to the conversation on mindset, manifesting, you know, awareness, awakening, all of that stuff, and would like to be a guest, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I think I would like, or I don't think, I know, because I've been thinking about it for a while, but I'd like to start having guests more often here on my podcast. So that is it for today. Thank you so much, and I'll see you guys next time. All right, bye now.